Restoring My Soul, Tuesday the 14th of July, Overcoming the Doctrine of Balaam. A messenger who is walking in the way of Balaam demonstrates that they are ashamed of the gospel of God on account of the shameful pursuit of their own expression. Unavoidably, they minister another gospel that promotes the idolatrous expression of self-righteousness and embraces mixture with other religious cultures. In doing so, those who join their alternative conversation are caused to stumble in relation to their sanctification that is revealed through the word of present truth. We do not need to stumble in this manner. In his letter to the Romans, Paul wrote, "Now I urge you, brethren, note those who cause divisions and offences or stumbling blocks, contrary to the doctrine which you learned, and avoid them." The key for us all is to receive with meekness the word that is proceeding from the fellowship of the presbytery that invites us to join the fellowship of the presbytery. Speaking to the church in Pergamum who had overcome the doctrine of Balaam, Jesus promised, "To him who overcomes, I will give some of the hidden manna to eat, and I will give him a white stone, and on the stone a new name written which no one knows except him who receives it." The hidden manna is the privilege of knowing and doing the will of him who sends us. As Jesus said, "I have food to eat of which you do not know. My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work." The white stone that we receive is the capacity to reveal the virtue of Christ as a unique Son of God. We are called to be living stones who are built on Christ according to our sanctification. Jesus Christ is the elect and precious cornerstone. As we are built on him as living, elect and precious stones, we show forth the excellencies or brilliance of him who called us out of darkness and into his marvellous light. The references used in today's devotions are Romans chapter 16 verse 17, Revelation chapter 2 verse 17, John chapter 4 verses 32 and 34, and 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9. For further study, 1 Peter chapter 2.